Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the AI Hardware Show. I'm your host, Skylar Monroe. And if you're into chips, silicon, and the hardware that's actually making AI happen, you're in exactly the right place. Big thanks to our sponsors, Limitless AI, helping businesses actually integrate AI into their workflows in a meaningful way. And Ago Consulting, that's Ago, your go-to for silicon development consulting. Today, we've got a packed episode, a transformer-focused chip startup pulling in some serious Wall Street money, Meta hedging its GPU bets, NVIDIA using AI to design its own chips, and what it actually takes to run inference across multiple GPUs. Let's get into it. All right, kicking things off, there's a startup called Etch that's been turning heads lately, and now they're turning the heads of some very serious investors. Bloomberg is reporting that Etch has landed backing from Jane Street, yes, the quantitative trading giant, along with a venture capital firm with ties to TSMC. And if you know anything about the chip world, that TSMC connection is not a small thing. Let's unpack why this matters. So first, who is Etch? They're an AI chip startup with a pretty bold, some might say controversial design philosophy. Instead of building a general-purpose AI accelerator that can handle all kinds of workloads, Etch has gone all in on a single architecture, the Transformer. If you're not familiar, the Transformer architecture is essentially the backbone of virtually every major AI model you've heard of, GPT, Gemini, Claude, LLaAA, they're all Transformer-based. Etch's bet is that by designing a chip specifically and exclusively for transformers, they can blow general-purpose chips out of the water in terms of performance and efficiency for those workloads. Now, that's a risky bet. The reason NVIDIA's GPUs are so dominant is precisely because they're flexible. You can throw almost any kind of compute workload at them and they'll handle it. What Etch is doing is more like building a Formula One race car when everyone else is building really fast SUVs. The Formula One car is going to absolutely destroy the SUV on a racetrack, but you can't take it grocery shopping. The question is the AI industry's racetrack, meaning transformer inference and training, big enough and consistent enough to justify that kind of specialization? And the investors seem to think yes. Jane Street is fascinating here because they're not a typical venture capital firm. They're a trading firm that lives and dies by computational efficiency. When they put money into a chip company, it's not just financial speculation. It's a signal that they see real performance advantages they want access to. These are people who think in microseconds and basis points. If they're interested in Etch's silicon, that tells you something. The TSMC-linked VC is equally interesting. TSMC is the world's most advanced chip manufacturer. They make chips for Apple, NVIDIA, AMD, pretty much everyone who matters. Having a VC with TSMC ties invest in Etched could mean smoother access to advanced process nodes, which is genuinely one of the biggest bottlenecks for any new chip company. Getting fab time at TSMC is notoriously competitive. It's like trying to get a table at the most popular restaurant in the world. Everyone wants in and the line is long. A TSMC connection is basically a reservation at that restaurant. So what's the takeaway here? Etched is a company worth watching. The specialized silicon approach, what we'd call an ASIC, an application-specific integrated circuit, has historically faced an uphill battle against flexible GPU solutions. But as transformer models become more dominant and more stable as an architecture, the calculus changes. The more confident the industry is that transformers are here to stay, the more sense it makes to build silicon that's tailor-made for them. And with Jane Street and TSMC-adjacent money behind them, Etch just got a lot more credibility. Next up, let's talk about a company called Indy Semiconductor, ticker symbol INDI, and their new edge AI chip that's getting some Wall Street attention, though maybe not all of it positive. Stocks to Trade is reporting that INDI stock has been steadying after some scrutiny from analysts around this new chip. So what's going on here? Indy Semiconductor is focused on what's called edge AI, and this is a really important distinction from the data center AI we usually talk about on this show. Edge AI means running artificial intelligence computations locally, on a device, rather than sending data up to a cloud server and getting a result back. Think about a smart camera that can identify objects in real time, or a car that can process sensor data and make driving decisions without needing a 5G connection to a data center. That's edge AI, and the automotive sector is actually Indy's bread and butter. They've been building chips for advanced driver assistance systems, ADAS, and automotive applications for a while now. So when they announce a new edge AI chip, the implicit audience is carmakers and automotive tier 1 suppliers. This is a space where the compute requirements are incredibly demanding. You need real-time performance, extremely low power consumption, and absolute reliability. Your phone can crash and it's annoying. A chip in a car making driving decisions cannot crash. The stakes are completely different. Now the Wall Street scrutiny part is interesting. Analysts are essentially asking, okay, the chip sounds good technically, but can Indy actually sell it at scale? Can they compete with the bigger players in automotive silicon like NVIDIA's Drive platform or Qualcomm's Snapdragon Ride? Those are entrenched players with deep relationships with automakers. Breaking into that market is not a small feat. It's a bit like a new restaurant trying to get a supply contract with a major hotel chain. You might have great food, but procurement cycles, certifications, and existing relationships create massive inertia. That said, the edge AI space is genuinely huge and genuinely underpenetrated. We're at this inflection point where automakers are starting to demand more sophisticated on-device intelligence, and there's room for specialized players who can deliver the right performance per watt at the right price point. Indy has been doing this long enough that they have real domain expertise in automotive-grade silicon. That's not nothing. The stock steadying is probably a sign that investors are in a wait-and-see mode. The chip looks promising technically, but execution, winning customer contracts, ramping production, getting through automotive qualification processes is where these stories either prove out or fall apart. I'll be keeping an eye on their design win announcements over the next couple of quarters. That's the real metric to watch here. Not the stock price day-to-day, but whether automakers start committing to this chip in their next-generation vehicle platforms. Okay, this next story is one of my favorites because it really illustrates the complexity of the AI hardware landscape right now. CNBC is reporting that Meta has struck an AI chip deal with AMD, and this comes just days after Meta announced plans to deploy millions of NVIDIA GPUs. Yes, millions. So what's going on? Is Meta hedging? Diversifying? Both? Let's set the context. Meta is one of the largest consumers of AI compute on the planet. They're training massive models, running inference at incredible scale across Instagram, Facebook, WhatsApp. Their recommendation systems, their generative AI features, the compute appetite is staggering. When you're operating at that scale, you absolutely cannot be entirely dependent on a single supplier. That's a supply chain risk that would keep any CTO up at night. So a few days ago, Meta made headlines by committing to deploy something like a million-plus NVIDIA GPUs as part of their infrastructure build-out. That's a massive vote of confidence in NVIDIA and a massive check written to Jensen Huang's company. NVIDIA's H100s and the newer Blackwell chips are the gold standard for AI training right now. If you want to train frontier models as fast as possible, NVIDIA is still the default answer. But then, almost immediately, Meta turns around and announces a deal with AMD. And this is fascinating because AMD has been aggressively trying to close the gap with NVIDIA in the AI accelerator space. Their Instinct MI series GPUs, currently the MI300 and MI325, with MI350 and MI400 on the roadmap, are legitimate competitors, particularly for inference workloads. AMD has been making real progress on their software stack too, which historically has been their Achilles heel compared to NVIDIA's CUDA ecosystem. So, what does a Meta AMD deal mean? A few things. First, it validates AMD's AI hardware as production-ready at hyperscaler scale. Getting a customer like Meta is a massive credibility boost, the kind that opens doors with other big cloud and enterprise customers. Second, it gives Meta negotiating leverage with NVIDIA. If you're buying $1 billion worth of GPUs and you have a credible alternative, your supplier is going to work a lot harder to keep your business. That's just procurement strategy 101. And third, it suggests that AMD's software ecosystem has matured enough that a company as sophisticated as Meta is willing to run real production workloads on it. Remember, software compatibility is the moat that NVIDIA has spent 15 years building with CUDA. For AMD to be getting these deals means ROCm, AMD's competing software platform, is getting to a point where it's good enough for serious use cases. The big picture takeaway here is that the AI chip market is becoming more competitive at the top, and that's good for everyone, except maybe NVIDIA's margins. Meta playing both sides of the AMD-NVIDIA divide is a preview of what I think we'll see more large-scale AI operators doing. Multi-vendor strategies that balance performance, cost, and supply chain resilience. The era of NVIDIA, having a near monopoly on serious AI compute, is not over, but it's definitely getting more complicated. All right, let's shift gears and get a little more technical for a minute, because NVIDIA's developer blog has a really interesting piece on scaling AI inference across multiple GPUs using TensorRT with their new multi-device inference support. This is genuinely exciting for anyone building production AI pipelines, and I want to break down why. So here's the problem. AI models, especially the large generative ones powering things like image generation, video synthesis, and large language models, have gotten so big that they simply don't fit on a single GPU anymore. We're talking models with hundreds of billions of parameters, requiring hundreds of gigabytes of memory. Even NVIDIA's most powerful data center GPUs, like the H100 with 80 gigabytes of HBM3 memory, or the new Blackwell B200 with 192 gigabytes, can't always hold the largest models in a single device. So what do? You split the model across multiple GPUs. But here's where it gets tricky. Doing this efficiently is genuinely hard. you need the GPS to communicate with each other fast enough that the data transfer between devices doesn't become a bottleneck. This is where interconnect technology like NVIDIA's NVLink comes in. It's a high bandwidth connection between GPS that's dramatically faster than a standard PCIe slot. Think of it like the difference between a fire hose and a garden hose. But even with fast interconnects, coordinating inference across multiple GPS requires sophisticated software. That's what TensorRT's multi-device inference support is doing. It's handling the complexity of splitting up a model, routing the right data to the right GPU at the right time, and stitching the results back together, all while minimizing latency. For media generation pipelines specifically, like video diffusion models, this is critical because you're generating content in real time and latency directly affects user experience. The reason this matters from an industry perspective is that it lowers the barrier to deploying very large models in production. Previously, running a model that didn't fit on a single GPU meant either a lot of custom engineering work or accepting significant performance hits. TensorRT's multi-device support essentially productizes a solution to that problem. It gives inference developers a well-optimized, well-documented path to scaling out to multiple GPUs without reinventing the wheel. And honestly, this is a great example of why NVIDIA's software ecosystem is such a competitive moat. It's not just that their GPUs are fast, it's that they've invested years in building tools like TensorRT, CUDA libraries, and now multi-device orchestration that make their hardware dramatically easier to use effectively. A competitor might build a GPU with similar raw specs, but if the software tooling is immature, the real-world performance gap is going to be much bigger than the spec sheet suggests. NVIDIA understands that hardware and software are inseparable in this market, and this kind of developer tooling investment is a big part of why they stay ahead. All right, last story of the day, and it's a good one. Tom's Hardware is reporting on something NVIDIA disclosed, that they're now using AI to assist in GPU design tasks, and the results are kind of mind-blowing. Specifically, they say a task that previously took a team of 8 engineers about 10 months to complete can now be done overnight with AI assistance. Overnight? Let that sink in for a second. So what are we actually talking about here? GPU design is extraordinarily complex. Modern GPUs contain tens of billions of transistors arranged in incredibly intricate patterns. The process of designing, verifying, and optimizing chip layouts involves massive amounts of engineering labor. Things like floor planning, which is figuring out where on the chip each functional block goes, routing, which is connecting all those blocks with metal wires, timing analysis, power optimization, the list goes on. Every single one of these steps involves enormous computational search spaces and requires deep expertise. What AI, specifically machine learning and optimization algorithms, can do is explore those search spaces much, much faster than human engineers. Think of it like this. If you're trying to find the best possible route through a city, a human might be able to evaluate a few dozen options. A well-designed algorithm can evaluate millions of options in seconds. Applied to chip design, that means finding better layouts, better routing solutions, better timing configurations in a fraction of the time. The 10-month, 8-engineer example is almost certainly referring to a specific type of design task, possibly something like physical verification or a particular optimization pass, rather than the entire GPU design process from scratch. Full chip design is still very much a human-led endeavor. But the fact that a task that substantial can be compressed that dramatically is a preview of what's coming for the semiconductor industry. And NVIDIA was refreshingly honest about the limitations here. They said they're still a long way from AI designing chips without human input. That's an important caveat. We're not talking about AI autonomously creating the next generation GPU architecture. The creative, system-level decisions, what features to include, how to balance performance versus power versus area, what market to target, those are still deeply human decisions. What AI is doing is accelerating the implementation and verification of those human decisions. But here's the deeper implication that I think is really interesting. If AI can dramatically accelerate chip design, and chips are what we use to run AI, then you have a feedback loop. Better AI accelerates chip design, which produces better chips, which enables better AI. That's a compounding dynamic that could meaningfully accelerate the pace of hardware advancement in ways that are genuinely hard to predict. The semiconductor industry already moves fast. AI-assisted design could make it move faster still. The other industry implication is for smaller chip companies. Right now, one of the massive advantages that NVIDIA, Intel, and AMD have is their enormous engineering teams. If AI tools start democratizing design productivity, if a smaller team with good AI tooling can do what previously required a much larger team, that changes the competitive dynamics in chip design. It's not going to level the playing field overnight, but it's a tailwind for startups and smaller players in the space. Worth watching closely. And that's a wrap on today's episode of the AI Hardware Show. We covered a lot of ground, from Etch's transformer-focused silicon drawing serious investor interest, to Indie Semiconductor navigating the edge AI automotive space, to Meta's smart dual-supplier strategy with NVIDIA and AMD, to NVIDIA's multi-GPU inference tooling and their AI-assisted chip design breakthroughs. Honestly, this is one of those weeks where it's very clear that the hardware layer of AI is moving incredibly fast. The AI Hardware Show is brought to you by Limitless AI and Ago Consulting. Check out the show notes for links and more details on everything we covered today. If you found this valuable, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and share it with someone who geeks out on silicon as much as we do. I'll see you next time.